Did them injure any of them?
They just marred up the truck.
They were all in good shape.
I mean, turned over, yeah.
He moved it on Saturday.
Well, that's unusual, man. I would have been sure that it would have broken some legs or something.
Oh, I figured you'd pick half of them up. Take you back and that, you know, make good steak at the
been pretty high eating.
That's like a buddy of mine that had some real fine barbecue pork over at his house one night, but he cried the whole time he ate it. One of his, he had a grain belt that one of his, on his pig farm there, and one of his hired hands pulled it up and left it where he didn't realize the top end of it had gotten tangled up in some high voltage wires. And one of his prized brood sows came nosing around trying to get some of that grain off the bottom of that belt, and it killed her just like that. So we dressed her out and had barbecue pork.
She said, run pretty high meat.
Oh, it was. He cried everybody took.
Imagine.
Wouldn't been so bad if it'd been one of those.
Let's see now, Miss, you were born here in
Franklin County.
In Bell Green, or?
No, Vine, down that way. On P Ridge, if you want.
Down near Goose Ranch? And
no, down the ridge from there.
And this is Bell Green here, isn't
it? Yes, sir. Okay. Did you ever hear it called Coca Spur, Law?
Coca Spur?
Yeah.
I heard of it, but I didn't get where it was, you know.
Yes, sir.
Is that P Ridge? Or
yeah.
Here?
No, I just had him down there, yeah.
Oh.
It was down there at P Ridge. I call it Ridge now. You know, a lot of names change over a period of years.
They used to call it a what? The Cokers?
Coca Spur. It used to be a doodle bug, you know, run through their train.
Oh, spur track.
Have you ever heard of, the doodle bug?
No.
You've heard trains call it, haven't you?
No.
You never?
I mean, I've heard of a doodle bug. I've never heard a train call that. We used to fish for doodle bugs. Did you ever fish for a doodle bug with a blade of grass or something?
Yeah. See, I don't know really where that train run from. Hayleville down to Mississippi somewhere, I think.
I just found out the other day that before they built the dam, that they had a little train there that pulled, they bypassed the Muscle Shoals with some canals or something. And they had a little train there that, on a tow track, that pulled the boats through the canals or something like that. Mr. over at school was telling me about it. He's big on all this local history, and he said that when they built the dam and flooded the area, they couldn't get the engine out of there, so they just left it, and it's still there under the water.
The engine?
Mm-hmm. He's trying to find somebody that'll go down and get the brass bell off of it for him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in about 60 feet of water.
Nobody wants to do that, do they?
He had one guy went down there and couldn't find it. He said you couldn't see but about that far in front of you, and he didn't know exactly where the engine was. And your occupation is what?
Secretary at school.
Ah, at this school?
He's my boss.
Oh, I don't know how good that is.
Yeah, I don't either. Whether it's good or bad.
Is this a high school or grades, what, 9 through 12?
1 through 12.
1 through 12. Now, that's like the school I taught in when I taught school. Public school was, we had 750 students, grades 1 through 12.
750, we hadn't had that many out here.
This was Hickson, Tennessee. It's a little place outside of Chattanooga. And were your parents born in Franklin County?
No, sir. Mississippi.
Both of them?
I think so. I know my mother was, and I think my daddy was, too.